Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears. Lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Thank goodness you answered. Gary Butterfield, thank goodness you answered.
Yeah, Gary, what's going on?
Nothing, buddy. How are you holding up?
Well, I got my court date in like a half hour. I have to leave to get to court, so I'm a little razzled already.
Man, I hate to rattle your cage, especially when you're so young, but I feel ethically I had to let you know. So I got some bad news.
Okay. Not the right time, but okay.
I know, but you have to know this. I mean, you have to go into it, especially if it comes up in court. You remember local Nap Aid, the Sandman?
Uh-huh.
Sandman is loose, and he's not responding to any of the pre-programmed kill phrases I put into him.
Okay.
I just keep yelling, Laputin machine. Over and over and over, but it's not working. I catch a glimpse of him at the end of an alley, and he just runs away, just kind of snarling and knocking people out.
Okay.
And he's got Pitch Industries items all over him. He's wearing our Pitch Industries brand gift cardigan. He's wearing a backpackula.
Oh, no.
He's got a business duster on.
Oh. Does he have a dustness suit?
He is wearing a dustness suit under his business duster.
And an AmeriVest.
It's a dual illusion system, Braden.
I'm sorry, okay?
You can't just have one of the illusions. I know. I'm sorry. I thought I was assured that these kill phrases, our moon people told me that these kill phrases would work. And he's not responding. I don't know what happened.
What are we going to do?
We got to go out and find him. You know, I got...
I can't go out and find... I got to go to court, Gary. I can't miss...
Go ahead and answer the facts.
Can you get Ram the Hammersley to find him or something?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been sending Ram text all day. He's gonna get the goat patrote out on him, but he hasn't answered.
Do you know what this fact says?
Well, what's that?
You know where our Memvelopes factory is in Sheboygan?
Yeah, I went on a tour and greeted all the new workers.
Well, apparently the Sheboygan River is now poisoned with enchant mist.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Any teen who steps near that river is going to get monstrously horny.
It's going to be a nightmare. Girls are going to be experimenting with other girls. Boys are going to be crazy for each other. Sheboygan can't handle this sort of pressure. Who was supposed to be doing the safety inspections on this?
Good.
Was it Team
Gene? Gene, did you get the safety inspections in order in Sheboygan? No, in Sheboygan. Did you get the safety inspections in order? He's on the phone. It looks important. I'll talk to him afterwards. I'll write him up another red penalty slip. So, yeah, what are we going to do about the enchant mist? Maybe we get some on-weenuses and send it there?
Do you think that's going to work?
I don't know. I mean, if we get these teens bored enough, I mean, they're still going to be rock hard. But,
Jesus Christ. Gary, the on-weenus is no good.
What do you mean it's no good? What are your greatest ideas?
There's all these news stories in Florida of kids having boner suicide parties because of the on-weenus.
Are you talking about Brayton? Are you talking about parties where they get boners, compare them, and then kill each other?
That is exactly what I'm talking about. Gary, this is insane.
Boner suicide packs?
Jesus Christ. I thought there was a specialty release valve that was if your blood level dropped too much, that just ejected the...
That was another
safety thing, wasn't it?
They said they wanted to go back to testing, and we couldn't afford that if we were going to get out by Q4.
damn it, Teenman.
Oh, hold on. Teenman what? Oh, he's passing me a note. Hold on just a moment. Oh, my God. Brayton, the Estes Eatery has been shut down.
What?
No notice at all. From Software sued us.
Those bastards.
Many of our dishes were, they're saying they infringed on Dark Souls characters and concepts. Where else am I going to get a gaping dragon fruit at 3 in the morning, Brayton?
I don't know. Can we get a lawyer to put his dick in their heart?
I don't know. We'll have to look at the book, the manual. The destination for the fucking Gation. Okay. Teenman! No, I need you up. Damage control. God damn it. He's running around.
What is this? Hold on. Oh, God. Okay, I just got this email. Apparently... Ha, yeah. Okay, you know, Alaska, Northern Alaska, we're dark most of the time. Apparently, sure. Everybody is suffering from extreme insomnia because the bunshine is keeping them awake all night.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Did we not include our ass glasses for the bunshine? There are specific sunglasses specifically for butt-related illumination?
Look, I'm looking it up right now, and it looks like Teen Men skipped out on that, too.
Teen Men? Oh, my God. Yeah. Teen Men, at the
look,
end of
he
this,
he was responsible for sending out all the orders, and every order you had to click the checkbox that said Ass Glasses 2, and he didn't do it.
God damn it. You know what? I know of a certain intern that has a performance review coming up. Hold on a second. I've got a Google alert set up here. Wait. Oh, Brayton, this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in Boise, the Santagonizer malfunctioned and killed a local dad that was dressed up as Krampus for his kids.
It's not even that time of year. What was that guy thinking?
I know. Classic Christmas in September party. You know, ordinarily I support that kind of thing.
What a bag of dickholes.
What a bag of fucking dickholes. The recognition software is obviously was not ready to go out of beta.
I mean, is this the same recognition software that we used for the Shave Cave? Because that stuff was flawless.
Huh? I don't know. There's supposed to be an upgrade about it. Teenman was supposed to send me a memo.
Oh, yeah, I see where this is going.
Yeah. Teenman.
Teenman, be glad that I'm not over there. Right now, because if I was, I would.
Here, let me. I'm gonna put you on speakerphone. Say that loud enough for Teenman to hear.
Teenman, you pile of feces. I don't like you anymore.
No, I regret the day I hired you, Teenman. Teenman, Gene Teenman.
What is this? I'm getting a text message here. From our butler service that apparently all of our outhouses are filled with squatters. I mean, we even hired those dormitrixes, and apparently they're in on it.
The dormitrixes are in on it? Are they whipping these homeless men into an erotic frenzy?
Apparently.
Is that what you're telling me?
Teenman!
God damn it. We were supposed to screen those teenmans. I mean, those dormitrixes.
We were supposed to screen our teenmen.
Yeah, we didn't teen them. We didn't screen them. But now I just wish we'd scream them, ..
I don't know about this, Gary.
CNN.com. Hey, go. Well, you need a drink. Why don't you go to CNN.com? Put away your booze foods because they're gonna get recalled. Because an area mom has mixed up her rum raisin rum with her rum raisin cake at a holiday party. All of her kids are drunk. The moral majority is on our asses, calling for a recall.
I can't believe this. I can't believe... There's a link at the bottom of the article, and it's saying that the makers of Booze Food, Pitch Industries also created pizza panties, are causing yeast infections all over the country.
All over vaginas. They're full vagina infections. Look, there's an article here on Vice asking to interview us because we're the bad boys of innovation and we cause all these yeast infections. That's bad publicity, Brayton.
That is bad publicity. Little Pleasers are going to be going out of business. That's like hundreds of employees all over the states.
We're gonna lose the rights to Pleaser Caesar, the lovable Roman-themed mascot, sexually adventurous young emperor.
Yeah, we had little action figures. He came in the Vomitorium playset, and now gone.
Yeah, and his sidekick, Calzone Ligula. Okay, Teenman just wrote on a big whiteboard, Gemini over, and you know, he passed me another note, a post-it note. He's on the phone. I guess in areas where Gemini has been successful, stabbings are up exactly 100%.
What the hell?
We double stabbings. People aren't supposed to use the Gemini to stab. It's supposed to be for America's favorite peanut butter and jelly combo, grape.
Yeah, it's a time saver, not a time killer.
Yeah, it's not time killers too.
It's
popular
not time
follow-up
killer.
To time killer.
It's not
yeah,
even
it's not
time
even a play. It's not even for the PlayStation, you idiot. Stop stabbing each other.
I can't believe this. This is insane to me. Oh my gosh.
This is our day of reckoning, Brayton.
I can't believe that this is all happening at the exact same time. This is
It's almost too much to be a coincidence, Teen Men.
Almost. I would say so. Especially because look at this. I don't know if you've noticed this. But our Pokemons are acting real freaking weird.
Yeah, yeah. One of them told me that I would enjoy joining the many. What the fuck does that mean?
This one's got red lights, his head spinning around in a circle, and he keeps saying, "Entering Sinister Phase 2."
Oh my god. He keeps saying, "Entering Sinister Phase 2." Also, Walter Mondale's cousin was named Balter. And it's not supposed to be the pocket bond. That's our series of small bond me's.
That's not even a real fact. If anything, I think I remember hearing Teen Man joking about that. Like he's like, oh, I'm going to get him to say this.
Yeah.
Maybe
him and
he's
his asshole skateboarder friends during his marijuana breaks at work. We're sitting around passing the J back and forth, passing
you
the Ducci on the left-hand side.
It's a little bit of our own fault because we have such an amazing healthcare you know, like health insurance policy at Pitch Industries that we allow people to buy medicinal marijuana on their insurance plans. So maybe, like, that's our fault a little.
Yeah.
But also, Teen Man's a prick.
Yeah, when Teen Man told me he needed the medical marijuana for a clitorectomy, I should have realized that he was lying. But nope, gullible good boss Gary just decided to let him go with it. Smoked a bunch of pot, and look at this. Because he hasn't been babysitting it properly, I guess a bunch of Pepsi, excuse me, has been hanging out with Moxie Racist and has been picking up bad habits.
Gene.
Now, like here, listen to this. I've got some, you know, as every morning I get a six pack of Pepsi, excuse me, delivered to my house. Check this out. Hello. Black people are taking all of our jobs.
What?
That's
not even accurate.
I know. That's a... Okay. We surely bailed out those fucking Blitz during WW2 we did.
What
are you talking about? That's old. That's outdated.
That's terrible.
Did Kurt...
But it's, this is
excuse
like,
me?
This is ridiculous. We're going to have to toss thousands of gallons of Pepsi, excuse me. Like... And we can't even turn it to Pepsi Thick, because apparently, in Behendrendahannon, all these children are suffering from Pepsi Lung from swallowing the Pepsi Thick at the Aquatorium.
Conventionally known as Flavor Breath?
Yeah, Flavor Breath, Pepsi Lung,
Phelps Knuckle?
The Cola Cough?
Yeah, they've got Fizzy Sneezes. Yeah. That's unfortunate, because those kids only have a couple years to live now.
Yeah, the burp and gurgles. I can't believe it. This is insane.
I know. Oh, what is happening to us? And, you know, they're not going to go to their parents for help, because I guess since due to all the publicity that I gave the municipal grab, or excuse mm-hmm. me, the municipal crab grab. I was trying to steer people away from the grab crab. But the municipal grab crab, chemical blindings of adrenaline are up 1,000%.
So we have these kids. 1,000%?
1,000%. We have these kids coughing up the choice of a new generation and going to their parents. Their parents are saying, "Who said that? I'm blind. I want to be mayor."
I can't believe this. Everything is falling apart, Gary.
Teeman, I'm going to hang you out to dry. You'll never work in this town again.
You know what? Funny you said dry, because your beloved dry thigh pocketing system is also causing rashes because it's drying out people's thighs.
We tested that on Teeman. He said he didn't even feel an itch. He said itches get stitches. It didn't even make any sense.
He didn't even wear it, I bet.
Teeman, he just brought it home and then played on his Xbox and went snow surfing. That's what happened. Isn't it, Teeman?
Like a little rich, snotty-nosed, butt-faced kid.
Like a little
bag of diapers.
Innovation-deprived sack of shit. Did your parents not innovate you when you were growing up? Oh, my God. My God. Looking at a Gawker, Gawker.com. It looks like they did this big expose on us on Pitch Industries and the way we're failing to keep up. Apocalypse, it's too ahead of their time. Teeth for Brushers is starting this meth mouth craze in southern Appalachia. Yeah, first it was Mountain Dew mouth. Now all these kids are trying meth, trying to get on the cover of Teeth for Brushers. Ain't gonna happen. But they don't know that. Why?
No.
Because it doesn't have the explicit 18 or over tag it was supposed to have if our design intern, one Mr. Teenman, had remembered to do it.
Jobin Jehoshaphat. Turn on C-SPAN right now. Senator Baxham Chamble is having a freaking existential crisis right now on C-SPAN thanks to the EcoPal. This is like weeks before the election. He's going to fail. And
he's
going to
tank.
It's all going to be our fault.
He was probably trying to show that he was environmentally friendly with the EcoPal.
Why? He did it wrong.
God. I know. Didn't he read fine print?
We all know senators can't read. Teeman, who allowed senators to buy this EcoPal?
Absolutely. God,
we have a very specific ban on any elected officials buying any of our products.
God damn it, Teeman. Oh, look at my arm. Teeman, I've got hives. Why? Because I'm allergic to Doritos. Explain that one, Teeman.
Wasn't he supposed to give you your results from your allergy test from the doctor 6 months ago?
He's also supposed to be putting the Doritos into my mouth so I don't have to touch them with non-tongue flesh. God damn it, Teeman. But he's too busy playing Game Boy Advance and Game Gear Advance to do his job. And he's getting 4 fucking credits of management elective for this. And he can't even do that right.
It's like the rug is being pulled out from under us, Gary.
I feel like a shepherd's tone just kind of like just sinking. I feel like we're sinking. I mean, I don't even know where to start cleaning up this mess.
Look, you don't think it's over because it's getting bigger. You know our hit game board game, the New Year's Eve party?
Yeah, where you plan out a New Year's Eve party as a party.
Yeah, well, apparently it's losing out market share to the New Year's Eve party.
Is that where people plan out a party, where they plan out a party at the New Year's Eve party?
That's exactly it.
Why weren't the patents filed?
It was released by GT Games. Who do you think that was?
Gene Teeman Games.
Probably.
Oh, hold on a second. Josh Groban is Skyping in.
Oh, hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh. Oh. No.
What is he saying?
Brayden says hi. Oh my God. So he's been endorsing all these products. He's been following the news.
Yeah.
Pokemon no longer is absolute favorite product.
Uh-huh.
You know, the steak house has been serving colts in revolt and goats for a year.
What?
He's Josh Groban's name has been sullied now with eating horses and eating goats. And he's still upset about Portland Heat.
Oh my god.
The critics are taking a big shit day on it. They don't think a singing cop is plausible. They don't think he's so handsome. He's really upset, Brayden. I think this might be, we might lose the sponsorship.
Oh no, we can't, like, Josh Groban's endorsement was so big for us.
It was when the old saying is, you've made it when Josh Groban likes your products.
Yeah.
Before that, we just had Michael fucking Phelps.
Phelpsy. Oh, hey, here's a bit of good news for you. Give me a minute.
Give me just... Oh, damn it, I fucking swear. Okay.
So
I don't even want to look at you. Don't apologize to me. Don't.
That Scarlett Johansson I was talking to?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it was, Slapchop Johannesburg in drag.
Slapchop Joe Dragonsburg?
Johannesburg in hat. He set me up the whole time.
Well, we gotta get our, but no. I was gonna say we have to get our lawyers, but we profited off of that with Destination Litigation. And there's a double indemnity in play. We can't sue back if we made profit off of it.
I know. This is insane. And I can't understand how he would know I was going to be at that place unless someone leaked the information.
Someone leaked it to TM fucking Z. Or as they should say, TNM fucking Z.
Or GTMZ.
GTMZ, the source for online news about our private business! No, hold on a second. Random House is IMing me.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a publisher.
Okay.
It's this guy I know there. He's just rubbing it in. I guess in the most recent review of books, we thought that we hired Isaac Orgasimov, but we actually got Isaac Mazel Tov. And the Palestinians are upset about the flagrant Semitic undertones of "My dick is a space menorah." Our newest hit.
Oh.
We're trying not to get political.
Who let that go through to publishing? Didn't anybody read the story ahead of time?
Tiemann says that he reads all the stories. He said that he said it was a non-stop erotic sci-fi romp. He said it gave him 1,000 space boners, and I believed him.
Well, we've already established that Tiemann's a dirty, filthy liar and a terrible innovator.
Yeah, and a terrible human being. Tiemann, you should have been put in a jar.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The best part of you crawled down your mother's butthole. What is it this time? What did Tiemann do? Did he invent the innovation proclamation and sue us out of dick?
No, it's worse. Apparently, again, going back to Idaho, militia groups, white supremacist militia groups, have been increasing their efficiency in white supremacy and militiaing by using test masks and are now a threat to, I don't know, everyone who's not white in Idaho?
There's like 6 people. I was told that they were using the Berlin Manager. But they switched over to the task mask?
Apparently. And now we're getting blamed for them becoming an actual threat instead of just a laughing stock.
Like anybody uses the Merlin Manager.
I don't even know what that is. That's how much I don't think anybody uses it.
It's a competing productivity tool. It's a micro Merlin man that sits on your shoulder and tells you what to do.
Tells you about King Arthur? I don't understand.
We don't want to be racist. Like, we're trying to be good. We came up with the lonely beard because we want to help people of all, minorities, but it causes hives. So these gay men we were trying to help end up with faces full of booger zits.
Yeah, and not only that, but apparently all of these right-wing crazy people are wearing it around at NASCAR events and football games and whatever, just as basically satire and just being like, guess who's not gay? This guy. It's not working.
That, if our branding intern had done his job, that would not be a... Oh, God damn it. There's a pop-up in my email for... Wait, this isn't lunch burst and herbals. Breakfast smash desertification snackers?
What is that?
Brayton, this is clearly our technology. They're using it. It's a three-layer thing. It's a snack food that has a breakfast that has a dessert inside it. So you maybe get a handy snack. In the middle of the cheese, there's an egg. And when you open up the egg, there's a pie.
Send that to me right now. I want to see this.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
How did they get into our lab?
Okay. Uh-huh. You see how it looks like it's made by Tyson Foods, but Tyson is spelled T-E-E-N-M-A-N.
Tyson Teenman Foods?
I think I see what's going on here.
I think I see what's going on here too. This isn't bad luck. We're not bad innovators. We made a single mistake in hiring a certain foul-mouthed, toe-headed little surfer shit who can't stay off of MySpace long enough to innovate.
You know the thing that makes me even more angry right now, Gary, is that I can't decide whether I want to use my business sword or my pleasure sword the next time I see G&T.
Oh, Brayton. Certain areas of the Yakuza are using business and pleasure swords right now.
For murder?
CNN just updated. For murder, the same way that we would like to murder Gene Teenman.
This is not good for us. That is really bad publicity.
That's not the image we want. That's not... Murder is neither business nor pleasure. But I guess according to the Yakuza, it's considered both.
Have you looked at Twitter?
I haven't logged in. I've just been a little bit overwhelmed.
Hashtag crybabycry. The crybrator apparently didn't get cleared by our lawyers, and the use of the Wilhelm cry is trademarked. So I remember giving that piece of paper to Gene Teenman and telling him, hey, make sure this is cleared by the lawyers before it goes into production. But I guess he was too busy putting his thumb so far up his nose that his brain came out of his ear.
Yeah. Teenmans go to Jupiter to get more stupider, Teenman. I'm gonna hang you out to dry.
When I'm done with you, Teenman, your grandfather's gonna be out of a job.
Brayton, no, he's not. What? Brayton, the Grand Paganizers have unionized.
Oh, God damn it.
And here, let me send you the image real quick.
What?
Look at their strike signs. Look at that tiny surfing teen in the corner.
Not only has he unionized the Grand Paganizers, he's selling them picket signs.
You almost have to respect it if you had respect for trash!
That's not innovation. That's taking advantage of people that are in a bad situation.
And taking advantage of the mouth that feeds you, like a baby bird. Who eats innovation and then vomits innovation into a tiny teen bird who lives in a nest, a.k.a. our corporate dormitory, and who gets college credit, a.k.a. worms.
Oh, God. This video on YouTube.
Oh, no.
Someone's using a spill bill and they put both baking soda and vinegar in it.
Why would they eat those things?
It is insane. Why would you do that? Everyone knows that the honey mustard was supposed to neutralize both of those reactions. So why isn't there honey mustard already in there, Teenman?
There's supposed to be a nice lathered layer of honey mustard on the inside of the spill bill. And then when you add food to it, it becomes delicious, you idiot. You goddamn clod. Don't even look at me, Teenman. Teenman, dig your toe into the ground harder. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that shaking?
No.
Apparently, our speed marriage moon base has crashed into Earth.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, all those people who are in comas, waiting to have their special anniversaries, are now just fiery flotsam on the ground. Hello, orphans. Goodbye, grandpas. Thanks, Teen Men.
Did the disorderlies make it out okay?
Brayden.
They died in the wreckage, didn't they? Teen Men. It's one thing to kill a bunch of innocent coma victims, and it is another thing entirely to kill the disorderlies.
Teen Men, why are you bugging?
I didn't think this could get any worse. But it looks like all those House of Cards that we built in Southeast Asia are now facing monsoon season.
Yeah, our card time for hard times program.
Yeah, which apparently...
What's a monsoon?
Not waterproof. And those people are going to get washed away when the rains come.
If they don't get electrocuted from the cards that you open and go, celebrate good time freedom.
Celebrate. Oh, I love those cards, and now they're going to...
And now
to
they're going to be responsible for killing tons of kids. Thanks, Teen Men. You looking to be the last teen on Earth? Is that your plan?
Teen Men, you're a monster.
Teen Men, I wish you'd never been born. Come here, Groby. No, it's okay. Daddy's just... No. It's okay, Daddy. He's not mad at you. Teen Men is a dick. I know, he is a shithead. You know what? I think his shirt looks stupid too, Groby. See, you made Groby upset, Teen Men. Brayden, I gotta let off some steam.
Yeah.
Let me go to some... I just pulled up some pornography in front of my son, or daughter, as it were, and apparently the stepmother-stepson getter done is already a popular website.
What?
They've got the trademark on it. We can't start that social innovation if it means stepmothers boning their sons.
I can't believe this. And here it is. It is sponsored by Gene the Cable Guy.
The cable... It's not even... He's not even hiding it.
I'm sorry. I gotta pull myself together. This is just so devastating.
Well, just put some onion blossom tirade on. Because you might get hungry later.
Gary, I want to... I thought maybe I would see if my character was still okay on Love Quest to the Romancers, you know, Swords and Sword Quest. But apparently,
yeah.
Service has been shut down because of flagrant sexuality.
They didn't like Isle of the Skelebones? They weren't necessarily erections, I told them.
The thing is, like... There wasn't supposed to be any sexually explicit material in there. It was all supposed to be that, like, sort of pan away to the campfire sort of thing.
Yeah, you know? There's not supposed to be any hot coffee in our product.
That's exactly the problem. I remember specifically saying, Gene, get me some hot coffee, and apparently he put this
in
the damn
thing. That's what he thought
it
meant. Oh, Teen Men.
It might be because Gene Teen Men is a goddamn idiot.
Gene Teen Men, don't call him stupid. That's giving him too much credit. Gene Teen Men's a bad person. Groby, go get your brother and your brother and tell him that you're going to go stay with mommy for a little while. Daddy's got to sort this out. No, it's okay. You'll go stay with mommy. I know you like it here better because there's all the Oculus Rifts, but and the Steam boxes. Don't blame me, man. Blame Teen Men, Groby. Blame Gene Teen Men.
Gary, what's going to happen to us?
I don't know, man. I mean, I guess Destination Litigation was right.
I don't
We're
going
to be up to our neck in lawsuits.
The end of this. I don't think it's going to be lawsuits. I think we're going to... At least one of us is going to be in jail.
A lot of people have died. That moon base was not built up to code.
There's nothing... I mean, there's nothing we could do. Like...
Brayden,
I mean, my name's on... My name's on all the documents, like, that signed away on it, and...
You know,
I mean, the smile vial, like, do you know, like, I'm looking at this carton of milk that I had for my cereal this morning, and it's got 15 kids on the carton of milk, and they were all former Smile Dial employees.
They're all missing?
Yeah.
Have they been pressed into underground competitive smiling rings?
I don't know. I hope that's what happened. That sounds kind of okay.
That doesn't sound actually... Especially in comparison to that moon base thing. Not too bad.
Yeah.
And all the people who accidentally ate horses.
Yeah, and where's Rams Hammersley in all this? Was he in on this? Was he like a plant? Did Teenman trick us into hiring him somehow? And
I think Teenman altered Sandman's kill phrases into being disobedience phrases. Because remember Sandman? I was looking for him when I recruited Ram.
Yeah.
It's all connected. It's a real Teen Manchurian candidate.
It really is. This is terrible, Gary.
Brayden, you're too young to go to jail and way too, far too pretty. If it comes down to it, I'll take the fall.
If anyone should take the fall, it's Teen Man, but we know that's not going to happen.
No, because he's under 18, man. That's what he always likes to say, and I thought he was just joking.
Well, he won't be when I get out of jail, will he?
No, he won't. Or when we won't. He won't when we won't. I'm a little bit discombobulated, friend.
You and me both. Okay, Gary, I have to go to court now.
Yeah, dude... Oh, I think that's... I can hear sirens outside. No, it's okay, Groby. Daddy'll be okay.
You know what we needed to do? You know, it was on our list a long time ago, but if we would have made the Spin Doctor 9000 that could turn any PR disaster into a PR benefactor...
Yeah, I remember our ideas for that. The Spin Doctor 9000 that had two prices.
Yeah.
One to yell before you.
Yeah. You know, it was... You couldn't miss, can't be wrong. And I wish we would have actually made that months ago, but we were doing so well for so long, it seemed like we'd never need it.
I know, and unfortunately, we didn't invent that. We came up with that idea before we came up with the task mask, so we couldn't add it to our task masks.
Well, all that's right. One more thing to add to the bottom of the task mask, I guess, is to go back in time and invent that thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, these double bucket hats don't work.
The first part of it's a bucket hat. The second part does nothing.
It's apparently also still a bucket hat.
Thanks to one Teenman dirtbag.
Yeah.
Who's been smoking too much Wheatus.
I'm just a teen man dirtbag and a piece of shit.
Yeah, just a piece of garbage. I should go. They're knocking.
Okay.
Right now, okay. I'll call you when I can.
Okay.
We'll get through this.
I hope so.
Because of innovation.
Okay. Good luck, Gary.
Good luck, Brayden.
Gary and Brayden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen. Lend us your ears when you get
I always think, like, my Paul McCartney impersonation has gotten so refined that I only do gibberish now. That it's just, like, to me, that it, like, Paul McCartney just, every time he speaks, just goes, dup dup da doo ba da wa.
It did him a ball. It did. Yeah. He's like a sim.
Dup da bop it da. He's, I mean, he, like, yeah, I don't know. He's just a musical dude, so he, like, scats his conversations.